This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, December 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Navarro pick reflects Trump's first-term trade team. USTR nominee hits Hill at electric co-op's appeal to Trump. Navarro joins a trade team that reprises first term. President-elect Donald Trump is bringing China hawk Peter Navarro back to the White House as a top trade advisor, adding to a trade team that features a mix of Wall Street veterans and protectionist policy specialists. In other words, the trade team for Trump's second term looks a lot like the first. We had a lot of the differences of opinion in the other prior administration. A former Trump official told AgriPulse, the president likes debate. Trump's first term included Robert Lighthizer, a trade hawk, as U.S. trade representative alongside Wall Street figures such as Wilbur Ross and Steve Mnuchin. Trump has similarly tapped Jameson Greer, Lighthizer's former chief of staff for USTR, and businessmen Howard Lutnick and Scott Bessent to head the Commerce and Treasury, respectively. Grassley raises ag market access with USTR pick. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa yesterday met with Greer and highlighted the need to expand market access for U.S. agriculture, according to his office. Grassley sits on the Senate Finance Committee, which vets USTR nominees before a Senate vote. The Iowa senator stressed to Greer the need to negotiate new trade deals and reverse Brazil's reinstated tariffs on U.S. ethanol. Grassley expressed support for the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which provides certain products from sub-Sahara African countries with duty-free access to the U.S. market. In a post to X, Grassley said he enjoyed hearing Greer's thoughts on trade, especially for agriculture and improving the economy. APHIS says it will provide guidance on genetically enhanced crops in coming days. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is determining next steps in light of a federal court decision that has thrown a wrench into the agency's approval process for genetically engineered crops. In a notice to stakeholders, APHIS noted that the decision does not affect decisions made before the court opinion was issued December 2nd. The agency said it would provide guidance on its regulatory activities in the coming days. A federal judge in California vacated the 2020 SECURE rule that, after finding APHIS failed to adequately address concerns raised by scientists and the potential harm of using genetically enhanced crops. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump gets electric co-op's to-do list. Rural electric cooperatives are giving incoming Trump administration a list of regulatory issues they want addressed, starting with scrapping the new carbon emission standards on power plants. The list laid out in a letter from the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association to the president-elect also calls for, quote, fixing broken permitting regulations and repealing harmful public lands and species conservative rules. In addition, NRECA wants to kill a plan that would eventually remove the lower Snake River dams in the Pacific Northwest. The electricity supplied by cooperatives is vital to rural economies.
Continued rural development requires access to affordable, reliable electric power, as well as access to high-speed broadband, the NRECA letter says. Regulations that are not cost-effective and increase the cost of producing that electricity or that threaten its availability pose serious threats to the rural American economy. Now, keep in mind, an EPA rule being challenged in the courts requires existing coal plants to adopt the use of carbon capture and storage by 2032. The requirements also apply to new natural gas-fired power generation. Company withdraws application for Iowa pipeline project. Wolf Carbon Solutions has asked to withdraw its application for a planned carbon dioxide pipeline project in Iowa. The company was planning to capture carbon from two ethanol plants owned by Archer Daniels Midland in Iowa and transfer it to a sequestration site in Illinois. However, Wolf withdrew an application for the pipeline in Illinois in 2023 that after the state Commerce Commission recommended regulators deny the permit because it lacked a final agreement with ADM. In the filing, Wolf said the company has continued to build relationships with landowners and stakeholders, but a number of factors have continued to delay the endeavor. Therefore, Wolf said it decided to cease pursuit of the required regulatory approvals at this time. The company said it could make a new determination on new filings once there is more certainty around its plans. Landowners and groups that oppose the project say the decision to withdraw the applications indicates the project is unlikely to continue. Stabenow says goodbye on the Senate floor. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan gave her farewell speech on the Senate floor yesterday. Speaking specifically of farming, Stabenow said that in every elected office she has held, she has served on the Agriculture Committee. I've understood that we don't have a strong economy unless somebody makes something and somebody grows something. It's been my privilege to put my stamp on our nation's farm and food policy. As the author of the specialty crop title in the Farm Bill, I'm grateful that the full diversity of farms, small and large, are now reflected in our funding in our agriculture policy, she said. I'm also pleased that families across the country have access to healthy, locally grown foods through farmers markets and urban agriculture, and our children can count on permanent funding for summer meals and other critical food assistance. Well, here's today's final word. We appreciate the temporary reprieve provided by the injunction and hope Congress can take a cue from the courts in the coming weeks to provide a more permanent resolution to this problematic policy. That a statement from American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall after a Texas judge blocked the Treasury Department from requiring businesses to start filing reports disclosing their ownership. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, December 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.